But what it reminded me of was a couple of times when I traveled with my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend now. And it's partly why. One time we went to Montreal, and we couldn't get two seats together, which didn't make any sense because we booked early. But I don't know why it wasn't possible. But she was clearly upset about this. Not to a point of anger like she usually got to, but it was actually kind of cute. She kept looking back. She was like a couple of feet ahead of me on the other side of the aisle. And she kept looking back as if I wasn't going to be there. As if I was going to have a bank. But she wasn't over the top about it. That happened another time when we went to Philadelphia. And then we got separated because we just got on the wrong train. And we put all our stuff on the train and she went back to the station to find the bathroom. And the train took off while she was at the station. She texted, and I called her instantly the moment the train left. I was like, what the fuck? Because we both thought this was the right train, but it wasn't. We got on the train that was had left late. So she texts me back and she calls me back and she sounds really skeptical. And she sounds as if she thinks I did this on purpose. She never said that, but somewhere in that mind she thought that I had abandoned her. If I didn't do this on purpose, then at least was happy about it. None of this was true. And then she suggested I get off this train. Transfer back to the one that she was connected for, which is only 10 minutes later. And I'm like, first of all, I might have to pay an extra fare if I do that. And there's no guarantee that maybe the train won't stop. I don't know, but it doesn't make any sense to go to desperate measures when we're only to be separated for 10 or 15 minutes. And then she texts me and says her phone is at 50%. As if this crisis situation could be better faster. So I get to the station and I sit down on the platform and wait for her train to arrive. And she just goes absolutely clear on me. She gets there. She says, this should never happen. What do you think this is? And I'm trying to yell back because I just couldn't compete with her anger. And all these people are standing around watching us. And it's just humiliating. I mean, you could say, what do you care? I don't know how many people are watching. Or, I don't know, but somebody could YouTube this shit. Somebody would be able to YouTube that shit. And his anger has remained simmering for hours. It was never suggested that I didn't deserve this. It was never suggested that she overreacted or reacted inappropriately. It was just ridiculous. Anyway, that's what reminded me of it when I heard the guy saying to his girlfriend that we're not going to get two seats.